that when, for example, we just suddenly don't remember what we are doing or what is happening, at that moment, the characteristic of Vipassana is more obvious. Is that what you mean?
Like sometimes in the text, they give an example of, for example, when yes, you forget where you are, you wake up and you don't know which country you're in, and then it seems more obvious that Sanya is playing tricks or it's distorted, but actually at any moment of a kusala. But when you just said, when it's not kusala, it's vipalasa, but actually vipalasa is just at moments of a kusala. So for example, moments of vipakachita, seeing, hearing, no vipalasa, so only at the moments of a kusala.
So in the text they give examples of
when there's obvious conventional memory mistakes, but actually even when one remembers the correct name and the correct place, it's vipalasa and it's kusala.
And who knows Sanya Vipalasa right now? See? Just learn to know that there are lots of ignorance, Sanya Vipalasa and Chitta Vipalasa in a day. Conditions, karma condition the eye base.
Yeah, but does it happen all the time or sometimes?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah, but it is not always that you experience something through eye door, not always eye door. But in all over the body, the bases arise and fall away, groups of rupa.
And must be like eye sense falling away all the time, ear sense falling away all the time, every body sense falling away, so rising and falling away all the time.
So, for example, in the situation when someone is under anesthesia, so there's no sense experience at all, no touching experience at all. So, what happens at that time?
Still, like now, the eye sense, the ear sense, rising and falling away all the time, but just no conditions for any awareness of it, and maybe no conditions for seeing or hearing, like in deep sleep, but still there must be the eye sense and ear sense arising and falling away all the time.
There are not always ayatanas, that they meet and that there is a sense experience. But there are still
Necessary ayatanas for that to be experienced. Like even at that time, you try to experience it, but there's no experience at all. Although there's the object of touching, and there's I don't know, but there's no experience of touching.
When there are conditions, there will be, but the rupas of the body arise and fall away, conditioned by comma, or citta, or food, or nutrition, rather, and temperature, heat or cold. Comma conditions them. At each moment of citta, the arising moment of citta, the static moment of citta, the present, the moment of present, and the falling away moment of citta, comma conditions, rupas, and among these rupas are the older bases, which is understandable because it's rather complicated, the process which lasts for a certain time. And then we are never short, one is never short of bases. There will always be a base for a sense experience. But it doesn't always function as base or as doorway, these rupas.
What I understand is the kalapas of the various sense spaces, including the body sense, all over the body, arising and falling all the way, all the time, conditioned by karma, but just like at a moment of seeing, there's no hearing, there's no experiencing through the body sense. And now, moments of seeing, moments of hearing, but no tasting. So it just depends on karma, whether there is any experiencing of an object through that sense space.
Can you say for sure that there always the rupa of the sense space arising all the time? Can you say that for sure? Is there any text stating that?
They arise and fall away all the time, but they don't always function.
I think this is also Paticcasamuppada, Vinaya. Pachaya, Namarupa, Namarupa, Pachaya, Salayatana. So there is Namarupa. Then it's Salayatana, and then I think, I always think like this, that there may be many rupas, whatever in the body, but when citta appears, it's like condition. When they are Ayatana, they arise, but they may be without.
What arises and falls away now?
The people.
All we are talking about, no matter is the eye base, ear base, and citta and jetasikas, unknown. It does mean that when it does not appear, there is nothing. There are conditions for anything to arise. It has to arise by condition, no matter we know or not. For example, we know the karma condition rupa at what moment, and citta condition rupa at what moment, and uttu condition rupa at what moment, ahara condition rupa at what moment. Just to understand that no one can condition any reality to arise, that's all. It does mean that we have to know all as it is, but to really understand that no one can do anything because there's no self. Believe it or not, it doesn't matter. But it is that way. If one can know, it depends on one's ability or right understanding, like Sariputta and Buddha and Pachikabuddha, who knows?
Like the collapse of masculinity or femininity from first moment of life. But is it directly experienced? No, but actually we know there must be that, those collapses of masculinity or femininity right from the very beginning of life, conditioned by karma.
Yeah, I still have a strong attachment to memory.
To memory or to concept?
To have. memory is a concept. It's my effort. It's a concept. Because when we think about memory, it's the reality already. But the memory is stored somewhere, so it's the concept, it's a sanya, or what else? I don't know.
Do you cling to people and things? Do you cling to people and things at moment of thinking? Or cling to memory?
To concept.
What's your idea of memory? What's your idea of memory?
My idea?
Hmm. What do you understand by memory?
Now. Always now. Who's there?
Understand what concept or
what you asked the question about memory.
No, I don't have question. I just said that I still have attachment to the memory. I don't understand yet.
You do not understand memory? Do you understand citta? So there's no understanding, no direct understanding of anything.
Yes.
It's not just memory. Even citta, that which now experiences an object, there's no understanding of it either. Not only memory of everything that we heard, like seeing, hearing, smelling, liking, disliking. Or do you understand some of them? So it has to be one's own considering. Nobody can answer for the others at all. And this can be questioned for everyone.
So it means intellectual understanding by this theory, but not yet direct experience, because then only when there's more awareness of nama and rupa which appears now, there can be a deeper understanding, different from what citta is. But as Ajahn always points out, it is not different from what we learn in theory, but when there is direct understanding, it is more a deeper understanding of the reality of citta, what it really is, that it experience an object. Because now we listen all the time to the words citta experiences an object, but to really understand it, and that is why Ajahn always gives an example. Do we understand seeing now or hearing now? Because these moments, they experience an object. But we have to listen and then consider at this moment what experience really is. And then it gets more meaning little by little. And then there is sati and panya. There will be a beginning of awareness of them. Without, you have to think about it. It's not necessary to think that it experiences, but it knows that it experiences something. So that's why Ajahn says it is a question for all of us, because for everybody here it's difficult, it's not easy. But if we say it's so difficult, he also says, then we praise the Buddha's wisdom. because the Buddha could, by his enlightenment, penetrate to nature and teach it to us, so that we have our own understanding, not just repeat what Ajahn says, but have our own understanding, develop it ourselves. Nobody else can do that for us.
Yeah, realities are different. Do we have any intention to do anything? Why the other does not have the same intention, depending on chanda, another reality. Intention is just intention, but you intend to give, the other intend to do something different by different chanda. But intention is intention, and intention is conditioned by chanda as well. But chanda is not chetana. Chanda is interest or will to do, while chetana is intention to do. Intention to go where? Where would you like to go? You'd like to go here, the other one like to go there. Different by chanda. They all just want to go, but go to different ways by chanda.
Chetana.
Chetasika
is it has the function to help other chetasika to do its to perform a task. Mm-hmm. So for example if for example the intention in think seeing for example the chetasika chetana chetasika it has the role of that is to help other seven chitta-sika always happening with the seeing chitta temple to do that job, to do their job. So if there is chitta and chanda chitta-sika happening at the same moment of seeing...
Chitta. Not at that moment.
Not?
Chanda not at that moment. Chaitana at that moment of seeing, only seven chitta-sikas. At the moment of seeing, there are only seven chitta seekers. So, as you say, chitta performs the task of coordinating the other chitta seekers. But chanda only arises afterwards. The kusala or akusala chittas, but not at the moment of seeing.
So then, chanda chitta seeker would be only accompanied with the chitta that associated with, like, in the mind, but not in the body. Like, for example, seeing or something that with the five body senses, so then that only can have, that can have chaitana. The other one, chanda, cannot have chanda, chitta-sika.
And not at the moments of seeing or hearing or smelling, tasting, touching.
Is it means only happen in the process, chanda?
I'm sure chanda can also arise in the sense or process or mind or process of kusala or akusala chittas, because it can be kusala or akusala chanda. But like Ajahn said earlier, maybe no need to try to pinpoint is it sense or mind or but when there's interest, like an interest to eat this food and not that food, at those moments of, or interest, because of interest to listen to the Dhamma, otherwise we wouldn't be here. This is chanda that has that interest or that intention to come and listen. So this is chanda arising with kusala or akusala cittas, but not at moments of seeing or hearing.
You just mentioned about the function of Chaitanya being the like organizers or like for other Chaitanya seekers, but I think according to your book on Chaitanya seeker, you also mentioned that Chaitanya also is the leader in getting things done, also not only
because it depends, it has in kusala chitta and this akusala chitta, it has a double function, you know. But when it's just seeing or vipaka chitta, it is not the intention to do something good or bad, but it still arises because it functions as overseer of the work of all the other chittasikas. And but when it is with kusala and akusala, a double function, it will oversee the work, and it has the will to do kusala or to perform akusala. It's sometimes explained like this: when it arises together with citta rooted in loba, loba likes something, is attached to something, but it doesn't, is not able to get it. To get the thing that is desired, and for that you need chanda. So it's it shows a little bit the difference between the two. The desire to do the action.
Ajahn, talk about this, but it still is everything seems as something and as the whole. We talk about chetasika, but for me it appears like something, like a whole, like me. Everything now.
A bunch of reality, a bunch of chitta and chetasika.
Yeah, but this right understanding, it really seems like a long way, because
yes,
we talk...
Yes, it is.
It is. Chirakala.
That seems.
Chirakala.
Chirakala.
About.
But, I mean, it's I have no patience to go all the way. Because you inspire us all to understand now, and even I say myself, okay, now I understand. Seeing visible object, no panya at all.
It depends whether you know what panya knows or not.
But there must be also conditions for panya to arise.
Certainly.
I cannot make panya say come and arise.
No.
So in such moments I feel like I can't do anything, hopeless.
Dhamma, what is Dhamma? What does it mean?
A truth. True.
With no expectation.
No.
Whatever is real
is
a reality.
But there is a dream about me, about people sitting here.
Yes, yes, but what is a dream? Panya knows what is what. Ignorance cannot know. So when it's the beginning of understanding of that what, it's panya which knows. Not you who know. Only a reality which can understand whatever appears as it is.
And what is the way for
again,
to arrive?
Again?
How to? How?
I said, what is the way?
You mean, what's the way for panya to arise?
I don't know.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. What is panya?
It's a reality that can understand.
Right.
and it has condition to arise.
Right.
And it must fall away.
Don't forget anatta-ness or anatta. Disappointed?
Not patient. No, I mean because, Ajahn, because you said, like, understand now. And, you know, I don't know, but for me, it's like just reading and listening. That's the way.
Let's begin from the very beginning. What is real? Is there anything which is real now? Right?
Everything.
What is real? Just one at a time.
Sound.
Sound.
What is real at this moment? That everyone agrees. What is real?
Heat, heat. It's hot.
But I cannot say because there is not enough panya to say.
No, no need to call it panya. Just what is real at this moment is your own understanding, your own idea, your own thought, your own thinking. No one can put it in your mind that this is real and that is not real. It has to be your own thinking. Is there anything real now?
Nimitta.
What is nimitta?
Of the reality.
So, what is real, nimitta or reality?
Like that, there is for sure.
Without reality, can there be any nimitta?
No.
So, what is real? Absolute reality.
So, what is not real?
A concept.
Sanya.
Sanya is real.
Maybe the content Sanya.
You don't know about Sanya, but you know that there is seeing right now. Right? So from the very beginning, what is real? Is seeing real or not real? Real, this is understanding. What is real and what is not real. Can you have seeing arise at will? Can you make it arise? This is another moment of understanding the way Dhamma is. It's conditioned to arise. Without eyes, can there be seeing? Without eyes.
Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Without visible object, can there be seeing? Without that which sees, can the visible object appear? No, and this is Dhamma. Realities which do not belong to anyone at all. It has arisen, seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, feeling. So, which one is you? As soon as there is an appearing of a reality, it's gone. As soon as you know. At moment of touching, there is hardness, it's gone.
Yesterday must be.
No.
Tomorrow must be.
Where can you find yesterday? A situation or anything? It's gone. Or even just a moment ago. Seeing right now is not seeing previous one. Because there is hearing in between and thinking in between. So no need to distinguish whether it's mind or sensor. But there should be the understanding of that which arises as it is, as anger is not attachment. A reality, you don't mind whether it arises through what doorway. Because it's only just thinking about the doorway or mind door, that is only thinking. but there is not yet the understanding of that characteristic which appears by conditions. For Panya to see the anatomy of everything. And this is the beginning of understanding, and it has to continue and grow more and more until it can be the direct understanding. Like we just said ago, just a moment ago, while we are talking about seeing, there is seeing. And because there is seeing, so we talk about seeing, to know it. But as soon as there is thinking about it, it's not the understanding, the seeing itself. Until then, the difference between just listening to what seeing is, how it's conditioned, to really understand moment of seeing as no one, nobody, just that which can see. Can hearing see? Can thinking see? So it's just a moment of seeing. And this is the beginning of understanding. Would you like to understand more than this or begin now like this?
But this morning we were talking about seeing that we still think itself it sees. This morning,
yeah.
In the van, you know?
I think I see, I hear, I smell, I taste,
yeah, yeah,
I touch,
yeah. We discuss this, yeah.
I think all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So it happens to all of us.
So you know the difference between ignorance and understanding.
Yeah. And agenda is also a concept, because I think a lot about many things these days. And for example, I know myself, I don't realize what is a scene or what is seeing, the reality, but at least I can read Dhamma, listen Dhamma, reflect on Dhamma, and sometimes I know that, oh, this is conditioned, what happens? Like, there is one moment I may be agitated, one moment I may be sad, I know, I reflect, this is conditioned. And still I don't know Dhamma. I don't know what is real. It's like thinking the story, but even that kind of thinking is good.
It's all about I see, I
yeah.
think, I hear.
It's natural.
Yeah.
We have
all
it. Yeah.
So that's not so bad with me. Thank you.
Not only you.
Buddha didn't teach anyone just to eradicate the idea of self at once, but to learn to understand the truth until it's developed. Panya can know, but no one can know, only Panya. So one can see the difference between Panya, right understanding, and ignorance. Ignorance cannot understand anything, but Panya begin to know and to understand from hearing. Considering, and it is so sharp that it knows the difference between moment while one is talking about seeing and not understand seeing, or while one is talking about seeing and they're seeing and there is the beginning
yeah.
of understanding seeing, no other thing else at that moment. Otherwise, there's no different stages of Panya, Pariyati, Patipati and Pativeda. So you mean that you just want to have Patipati and Pativeda? Or begin to have Pariyati, to learn to know, to understand reality and know that there are conditions for clinging to take anything for self. As long as Panya is not sharp enough, it cannot understand this moment as just different realities. Never be the same.